This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, Lonzo, thanks for being here today to talk about Lynn. What's been going on?
I don't really know. I think it was the weather blowing out my chances with Lynn, but I mean, that sounds pretty stupid. I can't blame it on the weather. I don't know. I think it didn't. I don't think it painted me in the best light.
Because it was
dark. Blame it on the weather.
No, look. All right. We know it's been crazy trying to figure out, like, what to do when you have these crazy, like, pop-up storms coming through and out of plan, and it's not like it's raining everywhere at the same time when it happens. You know, really isolated. Yeah,
very weird.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You open your phone and you look at the forecast app, and it's like, you're free. There's a 0% chance or whatever. So
right.
You plan your day. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the radar. And then, I don't know where, you just get dumped on.
Okay.
What's wrong with these apps?
So is that like what happened, or you were out trying to do something and then got rained out, or what?
No. Time I did not get rained out. Not exactly. We were going to go to that show y'all were doing on the Riverwalk.
Riverwalk Live?
Yeah. The free Jack Ingram show.
Oh. Yes.
So Lynn, she loves live music. So I thought I looked like a hero taking her to that. Like, I thought it seemed romantic enough. And then we could grab dinner somewhere nearby.
Yep,
like, I thought it'd be a cute date.
Screw up.
Yeah,
Alonzo.
For real.
Yeah. Well, it does, doesn't it? So, all right. My first problem, I was sure it was on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I guess I just had my day screwed up.
Honestly, it happened.
Bro.
But you're up by like 2 days.
Yeah, and we kept saying the third Thursday. Thursday.
Third Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are nice to rub it in saying Thursday. So all right. I get that now. But when we went down there, it was obviously not happening. And I look like an idiot.
Wow.
I really did look like an idiot. But we salvaged the night because we're out on the Riverwalk. But I definitely looked like an
idiot. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So then Thursday rolls around.
Yeah, and I was looking at the radar, and I was like, yeah, there's no way they're going to do this show because it was raining when I looked it up. It was like there was rain, like, all over the thing. It was just clouds and rain the whole day. Like,
yeah.
God, that's what it said.
Yeah.
It looked so bad all over the statement. So I canceled on her. I actually canceled on her. I said it was a rain out. That's how sure I was.
Whoops.
No kidding. Want to know how I found out I was an idiot this time?
I do.
Because she sent me a picture of y'all out there with some people.
Oh, we did so post pics.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes, you did.
I'd say you should have just rolled the dice, but like, we were in the car over there.
Yeah.
Wondering like, how this was all going to come together.
Seriously, like on the way. So how is it that she's holding the weather against you, man? I mean, I do get the Tuesday thing, but this is a little different.
Maybe she wasn't expecting to give me like two mental strikes in the same week. It's not like I knew her before. We didn't have any history or anything. We're just meeting, you know, and this happened after I sent her first email. But by some miracle, I convinced her to hang this past weekend, and I was thinking it might be a good hike weekend.
Oh.
Everything's been green. It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's awesome, you know? Man.
Yeah. No. Did you guys get outside this weekend? It was like 100 degrees.
Oh, it
easily.
Was.
Yeah. It was very hot. We drove all the way out to this site, and we made it all of like 1 mile before we decided to call it. It was just too hot.
It's not like it's unseasonably warm, man. It's May. It's about to be the summer. Like, what was she expecting?
Do you know anyone who just, like, who sweats?
Me?
Like, I'm talking buckets.
Oh.
Like,
still you?
That's me.
Okay. Oh, is it?
I wasn't wearing any, like, What is it called? That moisture wicking? That, like, it breathes and it's... I don't know what it's called.
Moisture wicking?
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
Moisture wicking?
Yes.
That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was just so wet by the end of it. Like, I looked like I just jumped in a pool, okay? Oh, and I know that's not sexy. I'm just covered in sweat. And I thought it was going to be that... I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And I would not have suggested going outside that in that heat. At least not like that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Twice our, the weather now.
Great. Now, thank you for the vivid picture.
Yeah, you're definitely painting something for us.
Wow. Right. Okay, and you think all that combined, that's what got you.
Yeah, well, that's three strikes right there, right?
Would
two
be
of
number
weather.
Three. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just worried because she is hot, okay? This woman, she has to have options. And you only get so many chances with someone before they just write you off because some kind of like... F up, you know, and she's, I mean, she, but it's true though. I mean, she hasn't completely given up on me yet, but I can tell she's just like, she's not impressed.
Oh.
Obviously.
All right.
This is embarrassing already to tell you guys about it. I need a win here.
That's what we're going to try to get you. We're going to get Lynn lined up. We'll talk to her next on Frito and Kate.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
I'm going to say it. I really liked Alonzo.
Oh, he's great.
I do feel bad that he screwed up. Not once, not twice, but three times.
That is one of the... Look, those are all excusable. Maybe three in a row is too much. I don't...
And he just got so excited about that Jack Ingram show. It was like Tuesday.
I know did.
There's free parking for locals on Tuesday downtown.
See,
maybe that's what he was thinking.
Boom.
But no, it was Thursday, and then Thursday was rainy, so we thought it would be a rain out, only it wasn't. And then he's like, okay, but let's go out this weekend. And then it was hot. And then he... He was sweating.
Sweated through
a lot.
Every single bit
of his
clothes.
There was moisture wicking. No, he didn't wear moisture wicking, which is what I'm going to call it from here on out. But let's see if we can't get Lynn on the phone, convince her to give him another shot. I think we have her here. Hey, is this Lynn?
Yeah. Hi. What's up?
Hey, Lynn, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you because this guy, you know, emailed us and thought you might be the perfect person to get this free date night package that we do here. We like to give this thing away.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah, pretty serious.
Shut the up.
It is a very cool prize, Lynn,
yes.
I must say.
Yes.
You can pick everything you actually go out and do. You know, we will pay for everything.
This is second date update.
It is, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So you know the catch then.
Yeah. I think the guy who did this is Alonzo, right? He's on the phone too, right?
Got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Do not make him sweat this out.
I heard that's not pretty.
Wiccan
oh,
and
my gosh. Alonzo, is that what this is about?
Oh, my God. I think it might be a combination of things, but yeah, that's just one of them.
Okay.
No, it's just all of my friends have brought this up, and now I'm kind of worried about it.
All right. Like, we're worried about what?
Did Alonzo tell you what he does?
Did he?
He did not. No. Is that something to
do? No, I'm in pest control. I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
It's all the chemicals.
What? Like the pest control chemicals or
the pest control?
Yeah, think about it. All this guy does every day is go out and spray these things everywhere with God only knows what.
Well, chemicals.
I mean, I also know what. Just
oh,
for the
good.
Record.
Yes, that would make
know.
Yes, he could just give you a list.
Well, I know they're strong enough to just annihilate everything. They tell you to give it a few minutes. You got to keep your pets and kids away.
Right.
But, like, he's all up in there, day in, day out, numerous establishments. What could that do to a person over time, you know? I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I would like to be a mother one day. Tell me I'm wrong, Alonzo.
Well,
all right, look, how about I tell you I work for a reputable company, all right? I understand they understand proper application. I wear the right safety equipment when I'm working. There's all these standards. Do you think this is like my first day or something? Like, I don't do this for fun. It's a professional. I mean, yeah, I work with poison.
Right.
That's exactly my point.
How?
Yeah, but look. All right, look. Here's an example. Do you use bleach? That's more dangerous than a lot of the pesticides that we use.
Oh.
A lot of stuff you probably have at home is worse than what we use. And yeah, I'm exposed to it longer. But again, I'm a professional.
Huh.
Safety equipment, standards. all that.
I don't think enough research has been done on this for long-term effects. I mean, sometimes I can, like, smell it on you.
Wait.
You can smell it on him.
No way.
Smell what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know that pest smell, that chemical smell.
The pest smell?
No. That's absolutely in your head. I've never come over to your house straight after a job. And even then, you would not smell it on me. We dispose
of light.
Yeah,
but everyone is telling me it can cause cancer. You should Google it. Are you saying that all my friends are stupid, that even my mom is stupid?
Mom?
No. Oh, my God. No, I'm not. Look, I'm saying they don't know what they're talking about. I know how to mitigate risks.
But see,
I'm a professional.
You're admitting they are risks.
Oh, okay, no,
Lynn, serious question. If enough people, like say enough other professionals come forward, might you kind of change your mind on this?
Yeah, because like don't groups use like green products or something
like
now?
People are all about that.
I mean, like if this wasn't a problem, would you take the date?
Yeah, maybe. But like, again, there's no way that's not going to have health effects. But okay.
Right. Okay, cool. Look, hang on the line for 1 minute, okay?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.